Hi, you're listening to KZFR. This is Daniel Mash. We're going to do the Without a Rip radio program intro here in just a second. And just welcome to the show. We're going to be having a special segment, a Youth for Justice segment. We have one, two, three, four, five youth in the audience. And we're going to have three or four of them that are performing, and we have some questions around youth homelessness in Butte County and some of the issues of the day. And we thank you for listening to KZFR, People Power Radio.
Give me the wag. So, tomorrow I got nothing.
I believe that everybody should be born poor. 1 week of their life. 1 week.
I was a scam in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence. All right, man, we're firing in all of the microphones. What's really cool about People Power Radio is it's all people doing the show. Want to say welcome to Without a Roof Radio program. Once again, Guillermo Mash here, and this is FM 90.1, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to get the disclaimer out of the way, and that is the opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or their volunteers. So, awesome. I've got five folks in the studio. I think I'd like to start with Aubrey from an intern. You're interning at the Peace and Justice Center this week, Aubrey?
Yeah.
Awesome. How is that going?
Good.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Is Isaac? Isaac, the board director here, is in the studio as well.
Hello.
Hi, Isaac. Are you her mentor this week? Is that what's going on?
Yep, I'm showing her around the town with all the peace and justice related events that we have going on all the time around these parts, you know.
Awesome. So what have you learned from Aubrey, Isaac?
I learned that she can definitely put together some pretty documents. She showed me a few things on the computer that I didn't know about, so I was happy to learn from her.
I'll tell you, man, the youth today, I'm a retired IT guy, but I'm sure I could learn a thing or two from Aubrey. Going to bring it over this way to my music producer, Carrington Scott Forbes. Hi, Carrington Scott Forbes.
Hey, how are you doing?
He did say he was sleepy. He's waking up, though. I can see it. Hey, did you have any announcements?
No, not this month.
Nothing going this month. Okay.
Well, actually, we have the Homeless Connect, Project Homeless Connect coming up, and I think the 27th, I believe.
I think that's correct.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really cool. A lot of the different nonprofit organizations, such as Sixth Street, Jesus Center, Torah Shelter, are accepting donations to bring over to that event, and it's going to be helping out the homeless throughout the whole county.
Awesome. Actually, tomorrow I'm doing the Peace and Justice program in the morning, and it's all about mental illness and sometimes how folks end up on the streets. But we are going to have folks in from Project Homeless Connect. We're also going to have folks in from the Iverson Center and a few other surprises. Hazard Clarence, welcome back to the Without a Roof radio program, dude.
Thanks for having me, man.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. You got a hip-hop song for us today, right?
I don't have the same setup I did last time where I just played an open song. I just wanted to perform actually some new songs that I have been working on for my newest CD.
So this is like a world premiere?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
world premiere.
Yeah.
World premiere. Well, thanks, Azure Clarence. Brady Shaw. Give it up for Brady Shaw.
Yeah, whoa. Stop.
Awesome, Brady. Welcome to the studio, man. You know, I met Brady, actually. You probably don't remember, but you were doing sound at Dan Casamajor's open mic at Hasbeen's like 3 years ago, dude. I think you were still Butte County, Chico State.
Oh, I just graduated, actually.
Music?
No, business.
Business?
Yeah.
Yeah, you played a lot of music in college, though. I can see that.
Yeah. All through.
Awesome. Awesome, Brady. So welcome to the show. I do want to do a little bit of a shout-out, man. I don't know if anybody, folks that listen to me on the radio, but I'm huge into the do-it-yourself scene here in Chico and the different venues that do all-ages show. And this is such a cool weekend because we have two, not one, not two, two all-ages shows One is at one of my favorite places of all time. It's at Monstro's Pizza on North Campus, and it's run by Chico Area Punks. Look them up, man. They rule. But you got the Quirks, the Sheet Things, Los Nuevos. The drummer is actually, people at 6th Street know him as the Donut Guy, Josh Indar. And Robin actually is an artist that's done a lot of work on album covers and stuff, and she actually painted his bass head on the drum. So, and you got Bone Marrow. Another one that I'm wicked excited about. They're having Cell Block tape release, a cassette tape, dude. How cool is that? You guys got a cassette player?
No.
That's amazing, man. When I was your age, it was like that was the new thing. But I thought that was so cool. But Cell Block's doing a cassette release, and you've got like a ridiculously cool lineup. Empty Gate, which I'm pretty sure has Patricia Roland Howard in it, who used to be the lead singer for Vomit Launch. Severance Package, once again, Josh Indar, Robin Indar. That's their main punk band here in Chico, and they are they're freaking amazing. And then there's a younger group called AstroTurf, but this is all ages, man. All ages can show up. I was kidding on Facebook. I said, I'm going to show up as a 12-year-old, makeup artist and wig required. So what do you think about that, Aubrey? What do you think about these all-ages shows? Is that something that you like to do, or have you been to any of these music shows in Chico like this?
I have been to a few of them, and I think they're really cool because you can see, like, the talents of, like, different ages.
Ah, that's amazing. Yeah, it's really, really amazing. So, you know, we had some questions for our folks that came into the studio around youth homelessness. Since this is a Youth for Justice program, we're talking about youth homelessness. And I know, Carrington, you said you were prepared to talk about the first question. And I literally talked with Megan Malloy, who's a program manager of School Ties, Butte County of Hospice of Ed, and got these numbers, quote-unquote, almost 1,000 Butte County K-12 students experienced homelessness in 2014/15 school year. For the audience members, again, I'm going to repeat this. Almost 1,000 Butte County K-12 students experienced homelessness in 2014/15 school year. 30% of folks at Fairview are homeless. What would you say to that, Carrington Scott Forbes, for our listeners?
Well, in my time on the streets, I noticed that a lot of the youth, or the vast majority of the homeless youth, were at one point or are still in the foster care system. And if not, they normally come from a very poverty-stricken home with possible drug use. But the common thing, the common trait with almost every case I've seen of homeless youth is they come from a very poverty-stricken background and broken families.
Anybody else in the audience in the studio want to speak to that question? Hazard Clarence, thanks.
Well,
man.
I think I could comment on that. When it comes to kids experiencing homelessness while being in school, is something I know personally. I went to group homes a lot of my life due to the situation that was rising in my home environment caused me to want to flee from the group homes, which put me on the streets in the time of going to school. So I could say, like, when it comes to those kids, like, I guess there isn't, like, enough resources abundantly out there to occupy their time when they do decide to leave school and leave their home. I think that if there were, like, more resources put out there in the local area to try to get them back on some form of educational level would be a good bridge the gap.
Thanks, Hazard Clarence. Brady on the keyboard over there. What do you got on that subject, man?
Well, speaking of keyboards, and, you know, we're here to play music today, but I think one of the biggest connections I can make between homelessness in the youth is the fact that when you think of people who are homeless, you oftentimes are thinking about their needs, such as their health, what they're eating, where they're going to sleep. But a lot of people don't think about the opportunities they're never going to get. You know, growing up, I was fortunate enough to have someone, my dad paid for this keyboard and a guitar, and I was able to express myself and find those opportunities and figure out what I was good at and figure out where I could flourish and find out that I was good with music, you know. And it's a shame that so many kids who are living in poverty, they'll never be able to discover their natural talents. And, you know, you may have the next Beethoven walking around on the streets right now, and he's never going to find that out because he's never going to have that place or the equipment, the money to really enhance those abilities, to get a teacher, to get the things he may need. You know, and to me, that's one of the biggest problems.
Support street musicians, man.
Yeah,
you walk by, they're playing some outrageous stuff, man. Drop a dollar, drop a five. What do you got? What do you got? Thank you, Brady, for that. What do you got, Isaac Hempseed?
I got to go to the Diversity Days program over on Butte College yesterday, And actually one of the speakers was talking about the location of schools like Chapmantown Elementary School especially is one of the schools that does less well, and the presenter was tying that to the actual neighborhood that it's located in being lower on the economic scale. And so that really hits home for me, learning about that just yesterday.
Yeah, poverty is the worst form of violence. And just a couple of quotes. I mean, if anyone ever tells you that people are homeless by choice, simply tell them that why do only poor people make that choice? So that's why there's such a correlation to homelessness and poverty in the school systems. Aubrey, you have anything on that?
Well, I haven't ever really met anyone who was homeless when they were in school, but I've heard about some people at my school that have been homeless, and it just sounds horrible, and I just wish that people never had to be homeless.
Thank you for that, Aubrey. I'm going to do the underwriter, then we're going to go back over to Brady on his keyboard and on the mic. Is Roland RD, is that an RD700SX?
RD700SX. Yep. Yes, it is.
Awesome. It's got all the keys from as far as way I can see.
88.
88, baby. Without a roof radio program, it's made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by Friends of the Arts, a state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture by producing community festival and events, including Artoberfest, Chico Palo, True North Tour, the Silent Film Festival, the NorCal Jazz Festival, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn more about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org and by D.A. Lampe in Construction, a proud supporter of KZFR and Community Radio in Northern California. For more information, visit dlampeconstruction.com and keep peeking over at your setup. Hey, the character, real fast, maybe you can put that mic down just a little closer to him, and then we'll kick it over to you, Brady.
Okay.
I'm going to do a little mic work here real fast.
Boom.
Get it a little closer to him, man. I think that'll help. Boom. Perfect, man. Thanks, guys. All right, Brady, what do we got, man?
Okay, so I'm just going to perform for you a song I wrote a couple weeks ago. It's fairly new, but I'm always looking for opportunities to play my keyboard since with my band I'm always playing rhythm guitar.
Yeah. Sakuro?
Sakuro, that's
Sakuro,
right.
Sakuro, yeah.
Yeah, Sakuro.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to point out, too, that I am the only one. Me and you are the only ones with headphones on, so this is going to sound a little weird to everyone else in the room, because all they're going to hear is my voice.
This is true.
This is true.
You'd be like serenading the studio audience.
Yeah. You guys won't hear any of this on the piano, but it exists.
All right, Brady. Shaw here on Without a Roof Radio Program. KZFR.
This is called Bella Blue.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Come out of the darkness. Come out with the light and see your face. Come back from the harvest. Collect your flowers from the shade.
Shaw, man, that was awesome. And then through the magic of pre-recorded music, you're going to hear a junior champion whistler by the name of Carrington Scott Forbes. Right now, right here, on KZFR, Without a Roof radio program. Studio conversation around Carrington's whistling, man. Give it up for Carrington, the whistler. Now, what was it again? You were like a junior national champion or something, whistling?
Yeah, National Whistling League, Junior League. There's two different age rankings, but yeah, nothing impressive.
Nothing impressive.
I only won as a kid. Like, I'm nothing compared to. You should hear some of the senior players. Like, they're phenomenal. They can put like a saxophone making sound with their whistling.
One thing we wanted to try to recreate, why we decided to do this show, so we had Hazard Clearance on last week, or last month, and Carrington. We had this whole conversation around, you know, people looking down on people that are kids that are homeless. And I started talking about some of my stories, you know, running away, walking 30 miles to Boston, living on the street, making my own way, making my own money, living in my own place, and kind of like going, you know, where can I get some respect here? And then we just started having this whole conversation around some experiences that both of you two have had. And Carrington just had this, like, really, really cool story. I'm calling it the Bubba story, man. The little pop-up tent story. So here goes Carrington to recreate Bubba.
All right. Well, while I'm traveling through Florida, there's we're not in any particular town. We're literally on the middle of a highway, and it starts raining hardcore. Like, if for anyone that hasn't been to Florida, it rains there randomly out of nowhere. You don't even know why, and you're just soaked. And so it's just raining hardcore, and we had nowhere to sleep. And I had this little pop-up tent that was about 6.5 feet long, is about a foot and a half, or about 2 feet tall almost, and about 3 feet wide. And it popped up instantly. So but I'm traveling with a very large buddy of mine, and I'm kind of large myself. I'm 6'3" and kind of big, and this guy's about 6'5", and his arms are like the width of a bowling ball. And so we end up huddling in this tent together, and the tent ended up conforming to the shape of our bodies because we're bigger than the tent. And we ended up in this tent for, the storm ended up lasting for about 3 days. We made it for most of it, and ended up ripping out of it towards the end. But sometimes you sleep in some weird places while on the streets.
You literally had to destroy the tent to get out of it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, like I started having a panic attack. He was trying to get out. He passed gas.
It always
bad.
Happens.
Like, I had to get out of there, and I could reach my knife in my pocket, and so I managed to get it out, and there goes my favorite tent I've ever had.
There you go. All because of gas. It's always the gas, I'm telling you. We're doing good at not. How's your clearance now? I wish I had a camera because you really got a chuckle out of that.
Yeah,
awesome.
Definitely.
You can't possibly be too close to the mic.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any stories, How's your clearance? What do you got, man?
Yeah.
And then you can do a hip hop song, man.
All right, awesome. So, just to inform you guys, this isn't the first radio station I managed to find myself on. A couple years ago, I was walking my way out of Sacramento. I was trying to get out of Sacramento because I hate the environment, but I hated it even more because I was homeless, so it, like, doubly sucked. But me and my friends couldn't get a ride out. We couldn't panhandle because Spain sucks down there, and we still had to find a way to get out. We eventually group huddled and decided just to leave. So we just literally walked on the freeway, and our goal was to get to Reading, where we were going to be housed up when we get to that location. So me and my brother Tyler are walking, and our two friends are riding their skateboards, and we're literally walking to Reading using the freeway connections. We're passing by when we get to Red Bluff because there's this casino that has a bus that goes from Red Bluff all the way to Reading, right? And we're in Red Bluff, and right before we catch this bus, we hear somebody passing right by our bus stop that we're sitting at with the radio blaring, and it's telling people that there are four males using the freeway intersections to cross from town to town, two on a skateboard and me and two people on foot, and not to pick us up. Because we were abusing the laws of the highway. Now, unless they were talking about, like, four other random people walking 200 miles, I'm pretty sure they were talking about us, and it was just completely ridiculous.
But you got to Reading.
Yeah.
You're up for Reading, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not going to pick on Reading, but I think you're better off in Chico.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all I'm going to say about that. So what do you got for a song, Hazard Clarence? I know you played a cool song last time.
Right, well, last time I kind of spit you guys a verse from a CD that I have currently out, and then I played a song off of that CD, but I'm in the process of making a new CD where I revamp my style and I revamp my lyrics, and I really like the direction it's going, so I wanted to share some of that to express where I'm at now with my music versus where I was a couple years ago.
Boom.
Awesome. Okay, so to start this off, this song is called Be a Better Man. Sounds kind of corny, but if you listen to the lyrics, I think you're going to really like the message it has. It goes, take a look around you, let the light intervene. To get a glimpse of your existence, do you like what you see? And if you could, would you change it in a second to be a decent human being for a second at least? Because I can see it for the moments that I'm in it, and it sickens me. And to the point I feel disgusted with society and in myself because I choose to let it be this way instead of trying to be the counterbalance to the broken weight. I underestimate and procrastinate until the sickness activates. And afterwards, I walk away. Another day of awkwardness. It's obvious the problem is in all of us, and solving it is half of the battle. How do we handle it after? And this is just an example, so welcome all to my madness, where I question everything but never seem to find answers.
Wow, man, that was awesome.
Thank you.
On your CD, you have music accompanying it, or is this
CD? Oh, yeah. I write my lyrics out first, and then I let the music flow to it later, so it won't be until these songs that I'm hashing out now are actually finished that I'm going to start applying music to them.
Awesome. How many do you have, man?
So far, I have my first song written out, but I don't have any music to it. Right. And after that, it's just verses and bars. It's kind of like a scrambled mess, you know, just sheets of papers with some lyrics on here and some lyrics on there until I combine the madness into one set song.
So do you have more than one song we could do here tonight? Or if you don't, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, no. When it comes to my new material, I don't really have that many written out, but I do have a couple I could spit out for you. Do you want to hear it now?
Maybe what we'll do. What do you got, Carrington? You planning on playing, or are you just going
to
be?
If you want me to play.
Yeah, why don't you get ready? Because I love hearing you play, man.
All right.
And then you can get ready. And just as a tip for the folks here, anytime you hit that table, man, it makes a lot of noise.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was trying to tell you. People powered radio, man. Hey,
right.
Isaac, I thought this would be an awesome opportunity to talk about the last Veterans Voices tonight, man.
Yeah.
Over at the Chico State University, man. Give it up for Isaac Hempstead.
Hello. So, yep, tonight at 7:30 at Performing Arts Center, room 134 on the CSU Chico campus, we will be having the last installment of the Veteran Voices speaker series for this season that will feature a Marine Corps Corporal Ron Topi, who will be talking about his experience in the United States Marine Corps during the early 80s in what some believe was a peacetime, but there was still plenty of interesting stuff that the U.S. military was doing even then when we weren't going to Iraq or Afghanistan. So it'll be at 7:30 tonight, PAC 134, and that's one of the newest Chico Peace and Justice Center programs that we have going that lets people hear from someone who actually experienced the military, what it's like, instead of hearing it from recruiters or the media or the entertainment industry, who seems to glorify some of the violence that we perpetrate.
And you were the speaker last month, correct?
I was.
Awesome. So Isaac and I are going to hustle over there and catch this tonight because both of us are veterans. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran. So how's it going over there, Carrington?
Well, I kind of forgot all of my songs other than my kind of go-to ones. So if everyone wants to hear House of the Rising Sun, I can do that. But
we're not getting much out of that mic in front of you. Get real close to it. Maybe it's just the distance.
Test.
You have to be real close. It sounds good there.
Okay.
You got to get real close to that one, man.
I can do it.
We got House of the Rising Sun with Carrington Scott Forbes. People powered radio, baby. Thank you.
to do what I have done. Well, spent your last in sin, misery in the house of the sun. I've got one foot on the platform and another on the train, and I'm going back home to New Orleans to wear that bowling chain, to wear that bowling chain. There is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many young small boys. Thank God that I know I'm one.
All right, man, give it up. Carrington, it was awesome, man. That's an old Animals tune. I remember. I'm old enough. I've been alive when it released, but I was too young to remember when that was. So what do we got, Brady? You got a couple more, right, man?
Yeah. So okay, this next one I'm gonna do here.
I might try to move that mic a little closer. Let's see. Good again. Good again.
Okay, so this next one, it's gonna be an instrumental here. So there's gonna be no vocals. So it's gonna sound real strange to everyone in this room here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a song that I wrote based off of a dream. So I don't know, when you kind of come out of a dream state, you may not always remember exactly what it was about, but you know when you just have that really complex emotion, you feel the emotion, you don't know what it was, you don't know what the content was, but you know the emotion. And the cool thing about music sometimes is that it can kind of fill in where words lack. And so I woke up around 3 in the morning, and I had just a wild dream, and I don't know what it was about, but I know what it felt like. And so this is the song I wrote at 3 in the morning a couple years ago from the stream.
All right, Brady Shaw. Bravo, Bree. That was awesome.
Thank you.
That's an original composition?
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's a 3 a.m. composition.
A 3 a.m. composition. Awesome. I would like to hear one more, man, and then I think we're going to do a tape song. That way we can kind of break down that keyboard you got there, man. But we'll make it worth your effort of hauling that thing up here, man. So.
All right.
What's coming up next, Brady?
This is the one I play with my band, my rock band, Socorro, but I'm going to do an acoustic take on it. This one's called Take It All.
All righty, Brady. Brady Shaw, that was awesome, man.
Thank you.
You know, before we forget, because you know, how can we see your band, man? Where are you guys playing in the upcoming weeks and months?
Oh man, I wish we just played the Break the Record show on Monday. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a show here coming up at 1078 Gallery, but I'm not sure what the date is. But you can always find us on Facebook. Just go and type in Socorro Chico. That's Socorro, and we have all our events. Post it on there. So
awesome.
Go check that out.
All right, Brady Shaw. We're gonna slip in a song from one of my favorite punk artists here in Chico, plays. He's a street performer. It made me think of him as we were talking about supporting street performers, but this is off one of his CDs from the mid-90s. It's Bradley Justin Finney, Man from Nothing Left, here on the Without a Roof radio program. That's my friend Bradley Justin Finney, guy that plays downtown a lot. Actually saw him at the 1078 Punk Cover Show, Punk Cover Night, about a month ago. But check Bradley out, man. He's down there all by Jamba Juice. He plays some mean street punk. We have Aubrey's coming back on, and she's going to talk a little bit about the 1 in 3 U.S. children who live in poverty, one of the worst rates in the industrialized world, and ever so slightly better than neighboring Mexico. I kind of mentioned that because everyone likes to stereotype Mexico is this poor country that doesn't take care of their citizens. Well, we're just a tad better than them as far as, you know, youths and young people that are experiencing poverty. What would you say to that, Aubrey?
Well, I think that, one, that there shouldn't be that many people that live in poverty and that don't have a home and don't have someone caring for them. And I think that we should try to organize events and other things in Chico to try to help the people in that situation that are in Chico, at least, since we can't help like the entire U.S.
So. I've had a mantra since I did this thing called the Palooza a year ago, not this past one. I said if you want to solve homelessness in 20 years, we should house every single homeless youth now. Anyone got a comment on that that's in the audience? As a Clarence. Awesome guy.
Most definitely. The biggest problematic thing that I see come up when it comes to homeless youth and the fact we're not much different from Mexico, and I think that's like a big inconsistency. It's not like Mexico has consistently been poorer than us. It's just recent times that have blown out of proportion that we never seem to let go of. But specifically on our side of the border, like, it's just disgusting the fact that, okay, like, not only are families being attacked in this debt to where, like, your family could be low income, so you start to lose your house and your financial support like that, right? But then you also get the kids where some find themselves trying to acquire work themselves, which causes them to leave school and stuff, and it's spread from there. So I think, like, once again, like, the resources that are available right now are not sustaining us, so we're taking extreme alternate measures in order to acquire that.
And I have to agree on that for sure. Mainly our housing resources. We need to have more housing programs to get both youth and adult, or like any age homeless off the streets into housing, because one of the biggest problems with getting off the streets is it's impossible to get off almost once you're there. You can't find a job if you don't have an address or transportation to that job. And you can't have an address if you don't have a job to pay for it. And it's this never-ending loop. And so we need to break this cycle and offer chances for housing. Not permanent free housing, just chances for them to have an address, for them to be able to get off the feet, get themselves clean, showered, and able to go out and look for a job.
And to add to that, I have helped some of my school. We've done some fundraisers and things to help causes like this, and it seems like there's been some of a difference in Chico since more people have been contributing to try to help homelessness in youth. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, Aubrey, real quick for the listeners again, you know, what was your name again, and what school do you go to, Aubrey?
My name's Aubrey Ertle, and I go to Wildflower Open Classroom Charter School.
Awesome, and you were just on Ecotopia with Susan and Steve Trudy, right?
Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isaac, do you got anything on the youth homelessness stuff now?
I really look to you as the expert in that with your program at the Peace and Justice Center, Youth for Justice. Mm-hmm. But I know I've been involved with Safe Space and the Chico Housing Action Team, and this year, which was different from last year, we started seeing homeless youth at the emergency winter shelter. So, I mean, I'm a housing first, housing now. I like that term better even. And I know shelters are a step, but we really got to get people permanent places to be and be able to just use the bathroom. I mean, we basically don't have anywhere in town that's public to use the restroom 24/7. And I know that's one very small problem in the whole homeless issue, but like I think what Aubrey was saying too is that it's going to take more and more people to one, recognize the problem, and two, to take some actions to make their community a better place for everyone, including those who might not be able to get housing with the normal paths that are available in our city.
Thank you, Isaac. I couldn't have said that any better, but I really appreciate you mentioning Youth for Justice, which is a program we run out of the Peace and Justice Center Wednesday morning when the nearby 6th Street Center for Youth isn't open. They do staff time during that time. But the quickest thing to kind of say around the issue is there's so much press that's given to what's visible homelessness, people that you can physically walk by and go, I think they're homeless, that I don't think we're spending enough attention on the fact that there's about 1,000 students that were physically homeless in Butte County schools, and I don't think we could possibly spend enough effort on that. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to do an underwriter. I'm going to give it up for Hazard Clearance. He's going to give us a hip-hop, and then we're going to be turning the studio over to our friends from Beatle Nation right here on KZFR 90.1 FM. Without a Roof is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by locally owned Mama Celeste Stone Baked Pizzeria, serving 30 signature thin crust Chicago style stone baked pizzas, calzones, hand tossed salads, homemade meatballs, wings, and including a vegan option.
Yeah.
Mama Celeste is located in the Safeway Plaza on Nord, open every day at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday. That's Mama Celeste, Stone Baked Pizzeria, 345-1510. And by Happy at Home, providing exceptional in-home care services and creating peace of mind for your loved ones. Happy at Home caregivers allow loved ones to remain at home and still get the care they need. Services include personal care, companionship, light housekeeping, transportation, grocery shopping, meal preparation, and more. Visit happyathome.com or call 774-2127 for a free care plan evaluation. Happy at Home, providing exceptional in-home care. Before I kick it back to Hazard Clans, this is Gamble Mash. We're going to be signing off here real shortly, but be sure to tune in tomorrow, 11:30 to 1. We're going to have a really powerful program that's all about mental illness and folks that are experiencing it, and our service providers are helping in some of the issues that we face. But with no further ado, let's give it up for Hazard Clearance. You got another song here, right? What do we got?
Yep. Oh, this is only half of a song of work in progress, really.
Awesome, man.
Sanity is treated like a barrier to madness. We'll open up that door and see a world you couldn't fathom. Classical days filled with passion and magic and actions and a thought so abstract. Well, could you just imagine all the talent that it took me for me to book a show and all the time that it took to not be a quick or second glance by the industry? Then you got a venue and an audience of people. And if you did good, you should shatter the cathedral, leaving everyone beneath you. Then I bet that they'll believe you, but that's hardly what I needed, because I know it's a lie. And you can see it in his eyes that I'm growing inside. Without a shred of credibility, advancing my armies, I'm not concerned about the consequences. Is not the opposition, the opposite of listen, the opposite of living. My mission's for descendants and letting the world witness if they listen. So pay attention.
Pay attention, man. They can't say it any better than that. So we're getting ready to sign off. Any more of the people in the studio want to say goodbyes to our listening audience?
Would definitely like to drop everybody a link to my Facebook page.
Awesome.
Just go to Facebook and look up Location of Outward Knowledge. It'll take you straight to my homepage, and then from there you'll find all the links to my Twitter, Facebook, and website.
Awesome, man. So Guillermo Mash, turning the board over here. We're going to be playing some Bradley, Justin Finney, Nothing Left into the 7 o'clock hour for Beatle Nation, who's in the house, so to speak. So once again, thank you for listening to the Without a Roof radio program for April 2016. Things are better.